Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Do you care that I tell everybody that you had a pet armadillo?
I do not care whatsoever because it makes perfect sense.
I thought I knew everything about you. And then yesterday she's texting me about her pet armadillo.
Well, you know, things happen.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell. And this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
They eat the bus roadkill.
Prefab on the buzzards. I kind of like that.
If I'm not one of those buzzards.
Yeah. You play tambourine.
Put
you
me sing. In your flock.
Oh my.
I'm not honestly sure what a bunch of buzzards are called. Flock? Not a herd.
It's called disgusting. Really?
You're not wrong.
Okay. That was a great start. Welcome to my van. That goes nowhere. We're parked. Everybody is safe. Don't comment about our no seatbelts. We are in a field. And I have one of my bestest buds in the whole world, Sarah Hobbs, here.
Oh, hey, ma'am.
Good morning.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining me.
Happy coffee.
Important things first.
Yes.
I'm wearing my friendship bracelet that you gave me and the socks that your mom gave me and gave us for Christmas.
I love that so much.
I know.
That's the best.
She's so cute. And
kind of is.
Do you care that I tell everybody that you had a pet armadillo?
I do not care whatsoever because it makes perfect sense.
I thought I knew everything about you. And then yesterday she's texting me about her pet armadillo.
Well, you know, things happen. And I swear. So I was about to start a gig and my parents were texting me these things. And I was like, you can't text me these things because I'm literally about to sing because I'm dying laughing.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, you know how you had your pet armadillo Buddy. His name is Buddy, obviously.
Of course.
Well, she was like, there's this been little armadillo. He's just been coming back up. And we really think it might be one of Buddy's great, great, great grandillos.
Right. Right.
And I was like, that's a term I've never heard before, but I dig it.
And that's they dig. A text you can only, right. That's a text you can only get from Sarah Hobbs.
That's like, also true.
Oh, it's just the best. And I'm so glad you're here to talk about things that are really important and things that we don't get to talk about on other podcasts. And that is the DMs that we get as female artists.
And help us.
Right. It's a really interesting thing because it's, to me, it's the thing that one person every once in a while ruins your DMs for everybody else. Like, I would like to get in there and really see what's in there. But every time I get in there, I'm like, uh-oh. Like, what's going to happen today?
What surprise is this?
Right. And you know how it is, like, on the message requests, if they're not your friends, the image is blurred.
Yes.
You have to go consciously click on that image to see what it is.
Yep.
And I'm just not about that life anymore.
No, there's...
It might be a five-year-old wearing my shirt. You know what I mean? And it might be
precious.
Something adorable.
It very well could be.
But I'm not getting in there because I'm terrified.
Well, we've been scarred.
Right. We've been scarred. And speaking of, you and I have the best conversations about our feet picture requests.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew that was a thing until we started just randomly talking about it one day? Mm-hmm. And we were like, what? This is an actual thing. And now it is really a fetish. And you know what? Bills are expensive.
Right. No, I know.
Ah.
It's something that you think about in terms of like, that is disgusting. And then you have a really bad month and you're like, well.
I did just get a pedicure. They looking fly today.
What's the harm here, really? And also, my friend Cassie, our friend Cassie.
Yes.
She told me, though, she was like, what if it is like some prankster behind a keyboard? Like, it's just like Jason Allen and Jody Booth behind a keyboard.
Which actually could be a very accurate statement.
Right. Like, just seeing if we'll do it.
It's them.
It's got to be them. And then you do it and they're like, ha ha, gotcha.
Okay, now I want to trial run it and see. No, I'm kidding.
So tell me about some of the weirder feet things that have happened to you.
Okay, so I'm going to have to look at the trusty old picks on this one, because I have a couple that are, it's some next level stuff.
I love that you screenshot them for this podcast.
I did.
I was literally doing homework.
I went down a rabbit hole last night of just like going back like 6 years.
Right.
And let's see. This one. So this one was a picture of me barefooted in a picture. I like just like a little, you know, back screen, like whatever. Mm-hmm. So this one was, and this is all the same guy. I don't know if I'm scared, but just prepare to laugh. Worth the fort to see her play, because I was playing in Fort Worth that day. Mm-hmm. And this time leave her boots off her lovely feet this time. Again, Sarah Hobbs is coming soon.
Okay.
So that's a fun one.
Leave those boots off, mm-hmm. I think was the
leave
synopsis.
Those boots off, basically.
Okay.
So here's another one.
Okay.
Very ready for the fifth to enjoy and eat tacos. Drink tequila and dance. Here Sarah is looking superb. Peasant blouse and cutoffs. All she had on was her bare feet. Ready to dance the bomba.
I'm sorry. Amazing.
Like,
I love you, but I don't think I've ever seen you dance the bomba.
I haven't, but I'm honestly thinking about taking lessons now.
I also love that it said she has on her bare feet. Like you put them on. Like that. That's not how that works.
Well, here's another one. Boy, do I have a deal for you. There's another.
Oh, keep them coming.
Okay.
This is the best way to wake up.
There is Sarah with her guitar and her hat on her head, too. Ready to make some music. Boots are on her bare feet the way she loves wearing them. These are not jokes.
Okay. But did he forget about the socks? You don't wear boots on bare feet.
Honestly, there could be a sock one. I'm not... Oh, gosh. Here's a barefoot one for
you. Okay.
Okay. I literally was dying last night, like rereading these. The lovely and lively Sarah singing on the stage today, all decked out in Western. And in boots with strands. French.
Strands. Oh, honey. I love some strands.
I love strands. Oh, okay. And boots with strands that she could remove quick and perform barefoot all night long.
Okay. It's like crazy because Cory Morrow mm-hmm. performs barefoot.
Right.
That's like his thing.
It is.
And it's cool.
It is.
We would like to, but this is the kind of things that like prevent us from just playing on our bare feet.
And it's hot in the summertime, and we'd be wearing flip-flops sometimes, not boots with strands.
Boots with strands. The boots with the strands.
Right.
I know. That's insane. And mm-hmm. I hope that by reading those that we're not, like, you're not going to get maybe murdered for this.
Is it You know.
It's fine.
I feel protected.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
I wouldn't mess with you.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't mess with you. But do you think now, I think about this a lot. When I take pictures, I always now leave my feet out.
Yeah.
Oh. And because I'm like, you didn't pay for that. And I'm not going to like, people will send you screenshots. Like I've gotten DMs of like zoomed in on my feet screenshots.
Jesus Lord.
And I know. And then they said, you know, I have here's a screenshot of my, what's that? Cash? Is it a Cash App? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a screenshot of my Cash App. And it's all these payouts of. To other people.
Stop it.
Yes. And then it's like, you know, I'll send you $200 right now. So my question is,
wow.
Yeah. $200 is a little insulting.
Like it really is.
Yeah. But it's very interesting because like, how do they know that it's your foot and not a Googled internet foot?
Internet foot. Term of the day.
Hashtag internet foot. I guess they would have to say like, put them in front of today's newspaper, like a kidnapping.
Let me get your toe print. Right. Let me compare.
Let me compare.
I don't know. It's very freaky. It's very weird, but it's very true.
Yeah. And I got an arm. Oh, the weirdest one I ever got was, it said $200 for feet pics or whatever, and then more for close-ups of your armpit.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Of your armpit?
Yes.
So that one I thought maybe was a prank. But actually, I don't know.
You know, honestly, I don't think so. Not these days.
What price? If you had to put a price on your armpit photo, what price would you do it for? Because I think we all have a price.
Funny you ask that, Brie. Let's talk about what I recently did.
Uh-oh.
So one of my late night Amazonings.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been really into that lately. It's just very fun.
I know. You sent me a gift.
I sent you a present.
Yes, you did.
You can expect
I can't
one.
Talk about it on the air, but you did send me a present.
You can expect one a month. I'm just like, I can't wait to see what she primes me.
It's so amazing.
It is. It is.
Thank you.
So I was just like going through like health and beauty and all that kind of stuff. And it had like an underarm detox scrub, which actually feels great. So I got that. And then I got like this really healthy, like roll-on. I know this is like,
no,
but we're going off the deep end. And
I love it.
Where we live. So
educate me.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to send these armpit pictures.
I've sent you the link
for my next record
this morning. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Prep work.
Right.
But it's also like this deodorant that's like a whitening and like just healthy, blah, blah, blah. So I'm really doing like the foundation work to get to where I think it could be around a $1,200 shot. I don't know.
Okay. So $1,200 is your armpit number?
Maybe.
I think it depends on the...
I don't know if it's like a side angle or if like we're doing a full frontal.
Right. Well, depending on the day, you don't know what you're going to get with my armpits. Like it's a really... And
it could do it. You could do an auction.
Times are tough with making records.
They are.
I've talked to Paul about it because when you have a boyfriend, it's hilarious to him the kind of messages that I get.
Bet he just...
He loves it because he's not jealous. He's great.
He's the best.
He's the best. But I told him, like, you know, we talked about it. Like, what would be the number of, you know, like, if it's $100, whatever. What if somebody was like, I would give you $10,000 for one feet picture? I feel like Paul would be like, shave those ankles. Let's get in there.
Get them toes give me right, the, girl.
Give me that camera. Like... I'll take 10%.
Get the pose in them footsies.
Right. I feel like it would be an interesting conversation to see the tipping point.
I'm here for tipping.
Yesterday, Juliana said, yeah, let's dip our toes in the water. And I was like, nope, that's tomorrow's podcast. But thank you.
Amazing.
For that.
Love it.
Right. So I don't know. Money is an interesting thing. And we've all talked about it when you're trying to put out records that cost just like tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
It truly is insane. Oh, last summer, I think I screenshot this and sent it to you because it's just hilarious to me. Somebody had sent a message request again on Instagram. And I was like, well, this looks kind of normal. I don't know. I'll click on it. Just kind of see what it is. No, it was a request for a used sports bra for $300 and sent their Cash App. And I was like, first off,
I don't even know
where to start with that. Like, used sports bra. So you want me to go work out and then mail it to you? Look, honey, I'll go to Goodwill right now and buy the loudest color that I can find. Where do I ship it?
Right.
Cash App me.
Right, because how do they know?
Also, it's very disturbing.
Totally
from a
disturbing.
PO box.
I'm so sorry.
It's just weird.
It is weird because also we wear sports bras to like go to HEB. Like we don't actually go to the gym ever.
Mm-mm.
So
what is gym?
What is you mean my HEB sports bra? Here you go.
I'll be doing laps in there.
Did they tell you how much for that? Because I remember this happening and you were like, I'm going to go to Goodwill and buy. I was like, do it. Did you do it?
I didn't do it.
Good for you. Hold out.
I couldn't do it. I felt it was cheap. Raise those prices.
Have you heard of inflation, sir? And a good sports bra nowadays runs a good $40, $50.
It really truly is.
Right.
It's scary.
And if I have to work out, now we're in the thousands.
Honey. You need to buy my pre-workout because that's what's going to take to get me there.
Right. I need a lot of things. I need Apple Watch.
Help me.
To look the part.
Help me help you.
So, does it worry your mother ever?
Yes, it does. And I'm very selective, I think, with like what I tell her, because she worries all the time anyways. And yeah, I know your mama does too.
Oh, like, yeah.
Especially with us being gone or out different places late, a lot of times by ourselves, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. And it, when I've told her like a little bit, she's just like, she's, I think more than anything, just surprised, because they live in, you know, small town East Texas. Like, there's, sure, there's some crazy things everywhere, but
yeah, like just, a ton of murders throughout the hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Sorry. Yeah. Not that many. It's
also
fine.
True.
Continue.
I don't know. She just, I think she worries more than thinks it's funny, because she's like, no, these people are absolutely, they want to put you in a closet. And I probably second that. Like, they want to keep us alive.
Yeah.
Locked in the closet.
Or we were talking this morning about the girl on The Voice who like didn't respond to a fan, and he came to her meet and greet, and like, and he shot her. And it's like, it's a little bit terrifying, because if you would have to be on your phone every single day, all day,
oh my gosh,
to answer
all of them
DMs.
Cause there's so much we don't see.
Yeah.
Or we might see literally 2 years later. I've had that happen and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I've had inappropriate ones and then really actually important ones that I've just missed.
Bookings, you know, partnerships, yep. Like good responses from people that you would like really care about seeing.
Yeah.
And you just can't. And people, I don't know, I've had people get really so mad, like, you're too big for your britches, you can't answer DMs. It's like,
yep.
No, there's just not enough. I have two thumbs and
two little eyes.
I'm trying to make reels, mm-hmm. and TikToks now and post, and also, oh my gosh, write songs.
What?
And make records.
And then just like, being normal everyday life human that
oh,
has
also
to,
that.
You know, clean house and go grocery shopping and the things and not go to the gym and maybe pick up the yard. I don't know.
Right.
But let it be known now to everyone, we appreciate any time that somebody messages us. We really, really do the nice things, like the, hey, that was a great show, or hey, you really did good, thanks for taking the time to talk to us after. If we don't respond, it's because we didn't see it.
Yeah.
But we really do appreciate it.
Or you're a jerk. I don't respond to jerks.
Yeah, no. That's going to be a hard pass for me.
I have a bad habit of screenshotting like every negative comment, mm-hmm. or rude comment, and putting mm-hmm. them, like, I have them all in a Dropbox folder.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it helps me like let it go, but I've gotten some pretty rude stuff through the years, and now it's like it gets funnier the more you get away from it, but I don't know. It's pretty, it can be hurtful at the time, of
it
course.
It sure can. It absolutely can. But
trolls.
Ugh.
Damn trolls.
I tell you, they made me so mad. Like, what'd we do to you?
I can't imagine anyone ever saying anything mean to you.
Well, I'm sure it happens. It does. Don't fret. It happens.
Thank you.
You're nice.
Well.
And same. Jesus, you're the nicest.
Oh, thank you.
And you always make time.
That's very nice.
You do.
Like, I feel like I'm one third as nice as you, though.
No.
No, it's true. If I had to put a number on it, I would say I'm one third.
You see it again.
I also want to talk briefly, if you don't mind, about hair washing. Because I feel like it's an important topic. Like, other girls out there that are female singers, they... Like, I get these messages that are like, oh my gosh, like, it doesn't seem like you have these problems. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't, I maybe don't,
of these problems.
I don't maybe advertise it like I should, mm-hmm. but just the one different act of being a female, of having to wash your hair.
Prep work. It is the worst.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot in the state.
Oh my gosh.
It's so you washed your hair today. I applaud you. You washed it for this podcast.
I truly did. I washed it for this.
I'm floored.
And it is, it, you know, honestly, it's kind of like a date. This podcast was my date. So I watched it.
Thank you.
A special occasion.
Yes. But every time, well, this is how bad it is with me. I got like a giant all capital letters text from Paul that said, honey, wash your hair. Because I talk myself out of, I'm like, maybe I can do a braid. Maybe I can do two braids.
Yes.
Maybe I can do another hat for the third day in a
maybe
row.
I'll just wash my bangs today. I don't know.
Anything to like prevent you from actually washing your hair.
It's a whole commitment. What did I text you last night when I really did it?
Well, you like all caps, like celebrations, caps. Champagne. Like it was like,
I washed my hair.
I'm like, and I was so proud, like genuinely proud.
I know. It truly is. It's a whole commitment. And like you said, it is so hot. And we have, you know, good amount of hair. So it takes a little while. Right. These people who can do their hair in 10 minutes, I'm forever jealous. Like, right. That sounds wonderful. Or that, oh, I can just let it dry and it dries like this. Oh. I'm like, where do you come from?
Oh, I hate those people.
Mine dries like this.
Right. Right. Yeah, those people.
It's terrible.
No. And depending on how much hair we have to clip in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother head of hair.
Can you tell them about the picture you sent me? Or are you going to? We can edit this out. Kyle can totally edit this out.
I don't care.
Okay. I don't care if you care, but.
No.
Okay.
So the dashboard pic, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I don't care at all. Fair warning. So I had COVID like last August, a year ago. And I lost literally like a third of my hair. And it was heartbreaking because that's kind of was part of my identity. I've always had like really long, thick hair. And it hurt me. Like it truly messes with you. So I was like, let me go to Sally's and get me some other human's hair to put in my head. Uh-huh. I did. And
or horse or whatever. Whatever.
Honestly, if it curls, power to it. I'm great. So I'd washed my clip-ins, but I did not have time to dry them. I was already running late, trying to get to a show that's probably 18 hours away. And I was like, okay, all right, we can just air dry you. So I had a towel laid up in my dashboard and all my little clip-ins laid out. And it honestly did look like a mammal laying up there, like maybe possibly Garfield. I was like, hey, that looks like a good place for a nap.
Yeah, I just got this text from you and it was like, look at my rodent drawing on my dashboard. And I was like, only you.
And it was. And the best part, like I totally forgot about it. Guess what? They were dry by the time I got to, I was headed to Roy City. So my band walks outside and they were like, dude, is that your hair? I was like,
The things that our band endures. The other day I was like,
God bless them,
in that mirror right there, like up in there doing makeup. And I was like, I have so much hair on my face. Like, when did this start happening? Like, I used to not have hair on my face. And they're like, oh, mortified. But I think it's important, like, when you're a female front person, like,
yeah. You
know, Dolly Parton doesn't have her full face makeup.
Flawless.
Don't know how she did it. I think she's like, she's a supreme being. Like, but I'm like, I show up, I look like a different human than what I emerge as.
Absolutely.
It is like, the caterpillar cocoon butterfly.
100%.
But I think that they need to know you're like a real person with hair on your face.
Yeah. Maybe a lash on like your
eyelashes arm. Everywhere.
Just everywhere.
Totally.
And, you know, it does make you real. And we're just like any other old gal out there just trying to do the best of what we got.
Right. My favorite is like now that the boys know, like I put on makeup while we're rolling because it's 30 minutes I save when we get wherever we're going.
It really never fails.
If I show up without makeup, I'll see 85 people or
you already know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can we have a picture before the show?
Yeah. I have no makeup on. I don't care. This makes it special. I won't post it. Here it is everywhere.
Blah, blah, tag. You're it.
Right. Exactly. So I always try to make it to where I do the, but it's cute because the boys will drive and they'll be like, bump. Like, and I'll be like, thank you.
Okay. That's wonderful.
It's great. I did have an old tour manager, Blaine, who would tap the brakes on purpose when I was doing eyeliner. He thought it was funny.
That's so mean.
Right. I mean, you laugh, but you cry too. I know.
Literally, I have a tiny tear over here because rhyme.
Toto, you're still in trouble for that.
First off, we have to usually do like the waterproof eyeliner and all those things because sweat and stage and la da da and lights and
we cry.
We cry so much.
Right.
So if I hit a bump and like I did a line like connecting possibly my eye to my ear. That's a problem. And I mean, you could try to make it trending, but it's just not going to take.
It's not.
I really don't think
it might.
We could do curls. Paisley.
Then there would be rumors. Sarah Hobbs did a line. It's not a good rumor we would like to start.
No. I retract all of it.
It's so much fun talking to you. I always like to have everyone talk about their most recent projects. If you want, I don't know when this podcast is going to air, so we might be like retiring by the time it comes out, or it might be out tomorrow. We don't know.
I dig it. Either way.
Either way. Can you talk about some stuff?
I sure can.
Yay.
So a couple years ago, I'll start by saying this is my hands down favorite project, song, anything that I've ever been a part of, or any of that. So a couple years ago, I came up with this certain hook.
And don't talk about this.
I can't take over talk about
this.
No,
you can, but it's
that's what I wanted to talk about.
I was like, sorry, don't mean to interrupt. I think that's what podcasters do. They interrupt. Like, I get to interrupt now that
I'm
the host.
This is a conversation.
I thought you were not going to talk about that song because you started that story with a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, there's no way she's going to talk about this song.
Okay. I won't talk about it.
You are talking about it. I'm so happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't talk about it?
Of course.
Okay.
I just thought you were going to talk about something else because you were like a couple years ago and I was like, oh, I don't know this song.
This one.
Okay. Okay. Go. Take two.
It's Buffet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, and I can say all the things.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
Okay.
I just didn't know this started a couple years ago, but of course it did.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was cleaning house, had just been in a large fight and was just cleaning and crying and came up with this hook of something being held over your head. And, anytime you would get in a fight or this or that, if you don't like the way I talk to you, this is my house. You can get out. And I feel like it's a really relatable situation for a lot of people, men and women. Mm-hmm. And, it's still like heartbreaking to talk about because you put yourself like right back there in that situation and it's awful. And nobody needs that. But anyway, so I had told my BFF about said hook.
That's me.
That's Bree. That's me. That's Bree. But so the hook was, I'm tired of you holding this roof over my head. And you were like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've been there. Like there's a lot of us that have been there. Well, then I was blessed enough to get to know Miss Helene Cronin. And ta-da, a couple years later, it was the perfect partnership for my absolute favorite co-write ever in the land. And that song it's special because it's a healing song. And I truly do think that it's going to be one that's going to either help people get out of a certain situation, like I said, men and women, because it goes both ways. And I don't know. I think it's going to be maybe a therapeutic type song or something that maybe saves somebody. I really, truly hope that. And I can't listen to it without just like tearing up. And so I just went in the studio and cut it. And it will be the next single out. And I'm so excited. And I hope it's received well. But I am very honored to have co-written that with you guys. And like I said, it's one of those magical co-writes that something happened. And when it was finished, you knew it was something special. So I can't think of two other people that I'd rather share that with than you two. And that's truths. And I'm over here like teared up behind my glasses.
Yeah, me too. It's a really special song. And like the creepiest thing in the world, we have Helene Cronin in the back of this van right now. She goes, woohoo! No, you're not. That's amazing.
It's sounds, a group cry right now.
It sounds very creepy. She is actually like way back there. Like,
I love
we kidnapped
it so
her.
Much.
We're like,
wait, she's been back there the whole time. I'm kidding.
We will capture you and harness your songwriting.
Hope you've been taking feet pics, girl.
Yo, dang.
Oh, no. It truly, like that song, like the things that I wanted to say and, different lines that you would put out or I would put out or Helene would put out and just bouncing back and forth and then taking, Helene's just crazy, insanely talented perception of it and twisting it in certain ways and doing little tag things and then things that you would say that I would never think of melodically. I was just like, this can't be any better. Like, it's, I'm so, ugh.
It was a perfect combination.
It truly was.
It's really funny because Helene was like, yeah, and then you did the, you know, I'm tired of you, whatever. And I go, oh, that's hilarious because you did that. Like, I didn't do that, but thank you. Did you think that I did that? Because I did not do that. But
oh. That's so nice.
Yeah, that's nice, Helene, for you to give me credit for it. Well, we're so excited. I'm so excited to hear it.
I can't wait.
At Rosewood, right? You recorded it there?
Oh my gosh. Guys at Rosewood, they're always, so good. Oh, they do. Such a great job. And they're the easiest to work with. They're so nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the musicians on there are just, oh, they're great. They're wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I cannot wait.
And they, like, were getting into it and, like, love the groove of it and everything. So that, I was like, you don't love it like I do.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to hear it and everything you do. And I'm so glad that you live close to me now.
Me too. It's my very favorite.
Me too. You've almost killed my liver and I've almost killed yours, but it's worth it.
She gone. Give it.
And we talked to Juliana yesterday about the dating scene and it was amazing.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard that episode, it's coming out.
Yippee.
Sometime.
It's a humdinger.
I have no idea what we're doing here. It's just kind of like we're just trying this out. So I've been like, this podcast is brought to you by nobody yet.
Oh,
but you
be our somebody.
Be our somebody. Be Sarah Hobbs somebody.
Plus one.
.com. Be Sarah Hobbs somebody.com.
Oh, I'm going to Google that right now.
Domain taken. Thanks for chatting with me in a van that goes nowhere.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you the most. And I have to read you one more poem.
Oh, we're going to sign off with a poem.
Okay, great. Because you're really going to love this one.
I didn't know you had more. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? This is the last one, and okay. It's probably the best.
Perfect.
So quite a few years ago, I believe it was at Washfest. Anyway, so it was one of the festivals. I'd sang Born and Raised with Shane Smith and the guys.
Oh.
Love that song so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
They're great.
So there was a picture of Shane and I, like, just after the show or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Same poem writer.
Great.
God bless him. One of the Bee Gees here? No, it is somebody different. And by his side, Sarah Hobbs, the real Sarah, who sings great country music today. And once more in a sweater worn alone with nothing beneath. Boom shakalaka. There you go. Save the best for last.
You had a sports bra underneath, but you had to mail it. I don't know.
Exactly. I had to get gas money to get there. But seriously, I was like, oh my gosh, you can't be talking about unmentionables like this. Like, hide from story. Well, hide from post.
We're so lucky that you're here with us today.
I'm blessed to still be here.
Cheers still to kicking. Another day around the sun.
Amen.
Beware
sis.
Of poem writers. Mm-hmm. And sell your sports bras. And thank you for listening.
Pay your bills.
Goodbye.
He pulled her clothes, told her.